Our scripture readings this morning provide us with some important lessons on how to pray. First and foremost, we must believe that our prayers are heard, praying unceasingly with full confidence that our loving God will hear us. In ancient societies, as well as most places even today, it seems that the rich and the powerful are those who are heard. The Book of Sirach, however, emphasizes that wealth and power do not make a person's prayers before God more effective. The Lord hears all prayers, including those of widows and orphans. Their lives are marked by poverty and suffering. They're at the bottom of the social ladder. Yet their prayers pierce the clouds and so are heard by the Most High. They can pray with confidence that they will be heard. The famous parable of the tax collector and the Pharisee, contrasting the ways that each offers their prayers, is found only in Luke's gospel. The Pharisee, as you know, is a very important figure in ancient Judaism, much esteemed as a scholar, a true religious professional. The tax collector is at the exact opposite end of the social spectrum, despised as a collector, as a collaborator with the oppressive Roman government. The Pharisee's prayer is prideful, a reciting of his virtues, a self-congratulatory speech, if you will. He has absolutely no respect for the tax collector. Prayer for him is an ego trip. On the other hand, the prayer of the tax collector is a heartfelt plea for God's mercy with deep emotion. The tax collector acknowledges his sins and begs forgiveness. This is genuine prayer. In our second reading from Paul's second letter to Timothy, we heard about Paul's faithfulness along with the persecution he endured in his ministry. God gave Paul the strength to preach the good news of God's unconditional love and salvation, even in the midst of darkness and difficulty. Despite the hardships, Paul remained steadfast in his faithfulness to the Lord. With unwavering faith that his prayers would be indeed heard, Paul awaits his final days with hope and anticipation. And so, our scriptures focus on two areas that are practical and essential for living out our Catholic Christian faith: prayer and discipleship. As regards to prayer, we learn that prayer must be honest, humble, and unceasing. Prayer is offered for the real needs of the world as well as our personal intentions. Prayer is faith in action. And while we may not always see the outcome of our prayers, every prayer is heard by our gracious and loving God. Of that we can be assured. And as regards to discipleship, we must understand that faithfulness to Christ, our brother and Savior, implies dedication to living gospel values with confidence and trust, like Paul did. Discipleship does not produce worldly wealth or success. Nevertheless, the eternal reward for faithful discipleship is greater than we can even imagine. And so, my sisters and brothers, let us live our days as Jesus' disciples in prayer, hope, and joy, putting our trust in our Lord. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.